Point 19.
Hello, and welcome to How's Business. Today we're going to look at how social media can affect businesses. And I'd like to start with the story of Dave Carroll, an American singer-songwriter who had a very bad experience with United Airlines. Dave and his band were flying with United Airlines from Halifax in Nova Scotia to Omaha in Nebraska with a stopover in Chicago. As they were waiting to get off the plane in Chicago, they heard another passenger say, "My goodness, they're throwing guitars out there." As Dave and the other band members looked out of the plane window, they were horrified to see that the baggage handlers, who were taking the luggage off the plane, were throwing the band's guitars to each other. They couldn't believe what they were seeing. They immediately complained to United Airlines employees in Chicago, but nobody listened to them. When they arrived in Omaha, Dave discovered that the neck of his very expensive Taylor guitar had been broken. It cost him $1,200 to get it repaired. For 9 months, he tried to claim compensation from United Airlines. He called and emailed their offices in Halifax, Chicago, and New York without success. In the end, he even suggested that instead of money, they could give him $1,200 worth of flight tickets. But after all his complaints and suggestions, United simply said no. So what else could a singer-songwriter do? Dave wrote a song about his experience and produced a music video to go with it. The song was called United Breaks Guitars.
I flew United Airlines on my way to Nebraska. The plane departed Halifax, connecting in Chicago's O'Hare.
He posted it on YouTube, and it was a huge hit. The song reached number one on the iTunes Music Store within a week, and the video has had over 16 million views. After 150,000 views, United Airlines contacted Dave and offered him a payment if he agreed to take the video off YouTube. He refused and suggested they give the money to charity. Of course, the impact of Dave's song went far beyond YouTube. Soon, newspapers, websites, TV and radio stations all over North America were doing stories about the song. Dave was interviewed on many radio and TV shows where, of course, he retold the story of how United breaks guitars. He did over 200 interviews in the first 3 months. Dave Carroll's favorite guitar was broken, but in the end, United Airlines were the bigger losers. After the video had gone viral, the BBC reported that United Airlines' share price had dropped by 10% within 4 weeks of the release of the video, which means that the company lost an incredible $180 million. It would have been much cheaper to repair Dave's guitar.
Yeah, United Breaks.